Now, I'm famous for telling people to deliver papers and throw pizzas, or throw pizzas and deliver papers, or throw papers and deliver pizzas, or whatever it takes. Because, hey, pizza delivery in our culture is an easy way to get a job. You can get one really quickly, and you can make pretty good money if you work in a decent neighborhood delivering those pizzas. But I'll tell you what, for some folks, that's tough. I had a guy in Financial Peace University years ago when I was teaching this live, and I was sitting in the small group with him, and I said, man, you know, you got to get some income coming in here. This guy had a new position that hadn't quite gotten into the bonus zone yet, and his family was falling further behind every single month. They were running in the negative, and he wasn't the government, couldn't print money, so he was having to figure out what to do, right? And so I said, look, man, you got to do something. You got to park cars. You got to deliver pizzas. You got to do something. This guy's like a $50,000 a year white collar executive. He did not see himself delivering pizzas. But over the next several weeks, his wife saw him delivering pizzas. And so he made the tough, tough, pride crushing decision to do what it took for a short period of time, so his family would be okay, and so he could afford to stay in that position. He said, Dave, that was okay. Everything was okay, except I had three young guys under me at work that I was training. And the toughest night of my life was when I had to deliver a pizza to one of them. Ouch. Had another guy who was a pastor, and in that pastor's position, his church was not able, a smaller church, to pay him. And he was bivocational. He had a real job, and then he was a pastor on the weekend, and it still wasn't cutting it. And so this guy, this man of the cloth, we looked up, and he was parking cars on the weekends for a short period of time to make it happen. And I make it happen. Man, I've got admiration for people who can step out of their comfort zone, step down off that pride, and take care of their families. I don't want you to do that as a way of life. For the rest of your life, I want you to do the things we've been talking about. Get in a zone, get a vocation, a calling. But I do want you to do that if you have to make things happen. I'm amazed about work. It's a money-making scheme. It'll cause some dollars to flow to your home. The following are examples of some short-term objectives. Number one, a part-time job could eliminate some monthly bills. Some of you have got some little nagging bills, some little $150 bills, some $52 bills. I don't know about this. Medical bills, it seems like all the years I did counseling, there was always a $52 bill to diagnostic. I don't know who diagnostic is, but if you drive near a hospital, they bill you $52. You know what I mean? Everyone's had one, you know? Sometimes you've got those little mosquito-type bills that are buzzing around your head that you just need to get them off of you, and a part-time job for 3 or 4 months would just clean up a whole huge portion of your list, because a bunch of them are under $1,000, and you could just knock out a bunch of them. It'd be like a fly swatter for you. Another reason, of course, is to pay off debt, to accelerate the speed of your debt snowball. This focused gazelle intensity involves taking an extra job. Taking an extra job is one of the steps out of debt. Sometimes you want to purchase an item with cash. You said, okay, I'm not borrowing money, and I want a Sea-Doo. I want a Harley. And so for this period of time, I'm going to work extra, and that money is all going to go into the Sea-Doo account, the Harley account, or whatever that little toy thing is you want. I want a big screen. I don't care. Just set yourself an objective. Say, okay, that thing's $1,200. I've got to earn $100 a month for 12 months, or I've got to earn $200 a month for 6 months, or I've got to earn, and so on. Divide it out, right? And then go make that thing happen. Sometimes that's a good way to pay for things. Cash. Because you worked. Wow. What a different concept. So let's think through that. Another reason is to build up some lump sum savings. I think one of the most touching stories I've ever heard was, I was sitting in counseling with a couple years ago, and he was a school teacher, a public school teacher. And I think we would all agree that in most cases we do not pay public school teachers enough, especially for what we expect of them. And this guy, he had told me, he said, for sure, Dave, this is my calling. This is my vocation. This is what God put me on this planet to do, to help these kids. I am a school teacher. And we're looking at his budget, and they were doing a great job. They had gotten out of debt. They had their emergency fund in place. They were beating on the house, and they had the college fund going for their child. And everything was, you know, the baby steps were flowing there, but it was tight. It was really tight because there wasn't much money. They had one child. She gets pregnant with their second child. And he came in, and there was just sweat on this guy. He said, man, I had it going, but there's no way. I can't. There's not another $50 a month. There's not another $100 a month to do this child's college fund. I don't see these raises coming out of the school system anytime soon. I don't know what I'm going to do. Look at this budget, Dave. Help me. You know, let's squeeze it out. Let's find some money here because I'm going to do a college fund for this kid. I'm looking at him. I said, man, you know, maybe you need to just split this up and, you know, these kids each go to half a college or something, you know. I couldn't find it in the numbers. I looked at the math, and I wasn't much help to the guy. I sent him home with no hope. I said, I don't know what you're going to do. He came back a few weeks later. Actually, it was several months later, just after his second child was born. And his wife, standing next to him with tears running down her face, said, you know what this guy's been doing? And I said, no, what? And she said, every night, 7 days a week, he has delivered pizzas for the last 9 months. And he just put $12,000 cash into a mutual fund so that this baby will go to school. Now that's a dad. That's a dad.